This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the California campaign closes in on their goal to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and his handling of the COVID pandemic has inspired citizens to action. They have decided to do more than just complain about their state leader, but they have been activated to try to recall Gavin Newsom as governor. Newsom, who is not up for re-election until 2022, has been publicly criticized for his hypocritical actions regarding state-mandated coronavirus safety protocols. On one hand, condemning gatherings of people and not wearing masks in public, but on the other hand, he was photographed maskless and attending a dinner party at the French Laundry, a fancy Napa Valley restaurant, with a large group of friends. Governor Newsom's orders have banned churches from opening and hosting services with worship, but has given special exceptions for Hollywood and TV productions that would be doing the same type of activities. A recent poll by Berkeley Institute of Government Studies found that one-third of the state's voters would support a recall if it qualifies to be on the ballot. That same poll also shows that Governor Newsom's approval rating is down from 64% to 46%, with only 14% strongly approving. Newsom's disapproval rating rose from 36% to 48%, with 31% strongly disapproving of his leadership, up from just 23% in September 2020. According to financial disclosures filed February 2nd with the state of California, the recall effort has raised more than $2.5 million, and they are less than 100,000 signatures away from the necessary $1.5 million that would trigger a recall election. The deadline for signatures is March 17th. Rescue California campaign manager and finance director Anne Hyde Dunsmore said in an interview in the Epoch Times, "I see this as a citizen movement. We're attracting interest all across the board, and if you dig down into those polls, I think the more dangerous numbers are that within the no party preference category of voters, he is upside down there too. His disapproval is higher than his approval." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki commented for President Biden on Twitter, saying, "In addition to sharing a commitment to a range of issues with Gavin Newsom, from addressing the climate crisis to getting the pandemic under control, the president clearly opposes any effort to recall Gavin Newsom." Governor Newsom's spokesperson calls the recall campaign a waste of money. California's ban on churches worshiping in person has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court, but Newsom's 25% capacity limit for churches, synagogues, and mosques still remains in place. In their history, Californians have attempted 30 times to recall their governor and have only been successful once, which led to Arnold Schwarzenegger replacing Gary Davis in 2003. Even though the Recall Newsom campaign is close to reaching the threshold of 1.5 million signatures, they plan on gathering more than 1.8 million signatures to make sure the recall happens. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.